Beloved heart dwellers, our most important prayers have been answered. The Lord has put President Trump back where he belongs, and I praise him for that. This is just the beginning, though. He has much work to do. So I'm shouting out a call to you to pray for him. Pray, 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 and pray in tongues is so powerful, so very powerful. We need to pray for him because he will be opposed by many factions. And also, there's opposition to what he wants to do. If a war starts and the vice president stays in office, then it'll all be defeated. So we need to pray. World war does not start. And everyone who has a sane head on their shoulders is praying the same thing all around the world, all the countries. They don't want world war. So we'll do our part and pray for him. Pray for the transition and pray against a war starting in this country that would cause them to keep the current administration in office. And that's about as technical and worldly as I want to get. I want to move on to heaven and on to dancing with the Lord and all the beautiful things he has stored up for us. But I needed to let you know, please, with all your heart, pray for him. All your prayers worked before and they're going to work now. God is doing a marvelous thing. And get ready. Get so ready for revival. Gifts are flowing. They are flowing out of heaven. Streams and streams of graces are flowing and igniting young people all around the world. And not so young people. They've certainly ignited me. And we're working towards revival, towards being able to receive those graces and bring them out to the public and to pray for revival. It's coming. It's been loosed. It's a matter of the vessels being prepared to receive it. I highly recommend that you prepare your hearts for revival. Keep your hearts pure. Confess your sins and make a firm purpose of amendment to turn away from them. Practice virtue and don't try to do it on your own. Please call upon the Holy Spirit to help you stay on the narrow road so that your prayers will have true impact and God can light a fire in your heart because you're consecrated to him. And when we're consecrated to him, we don't want to mix the world in with the Lord. And this time of the year, people get very tied up in Christmas and parties and presents. And that's not what Christmas is about, as you've heard me say for the last 10 years. It's about the birth of our Lord. So please, if you have any plans, make them holy, very holy. And know that your prayers right now are more important than celebrating the Christmas holidays with presents and things like that. It ends up getting into materialism. And I've shared with you before how unhappy the Lord is when he sees that. People charging money and getting into debt to buy presents for everyone, and then having to work the rest of the year to pay the next year to pay them all off. That's not what Christmas is about. It's about his coming. And now more than ever, we have to put our hearts into his coming and prepare ourselves for that and prepare our relatives and our friends to be there to point them in the right direction during this season. There's so many graces that are falling from heaven right now. So I'm asking you to please prepare for revival. And if there's something in your life that you're doing that you know is not right, please drop it. Drop it. And do the right thing. The Lord bless you, dear ones. We're in this together. And we're strong in his spirit. He's really going to do some wonderful things now. We just have to keep the important people in prayer. He has a monumental task ahead of him, but he has laid groundwork. People do not realize that this man is a super genius, and everything that he has done and allowed to happen in the last 4 years was to bring everyone to their senses so there wouldn't be a Republican or Democratic party, but a party that was for the Constitution. He's worked very hard to expose the corruption. And now that we know about the corruption, it's not about what party to vote for. We know that we have the right man in office and he will make the changes that are necessary. But don't allow a label to stick to you and make your decision based on the label. Rather, look at what's really going on and how are we going to get out of it. I have total trust in Donald Trump that he's going to turn this country around. So let's do all we can to cooperate with him and with the revival that's coming. Amen.